Today, China said they'll cut tariffs, and the markets, well, they reacted. It's the Business News headlines for Thursday, the 6th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being with us. We've got a list of the top 10 states in the nation that people are leaving. President Trump said this week there's been a blue-collar wage boom under his leadership. Has there? We've got the markets, Amazon to hire 15,000 folks in Washington state, and for the interview, Kathy Obradovich, formerly of the Des Moines Register, talks to me about the startup, the Iowa Capital Dispatch. Good stuff on the way, but first, the business news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and I appreciate it that you clicked through again today. Well, China says they will cut tariffs in half on $75 billion worth of goods from the United States. And that was enough to have investors on Wall Street start a celebration, although a bit muted. Then along came some strong earnings reports and some key economic data, and the markets did move higher. Not as high as one would have thought, but higher. And I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Cue Billy Joel and moving out for this story. A recent study of the data from United Van Lines gives us a picture of what states people are leaving. Sometimes lots and lots of people are leaving. Using data from moves conducted by the company in the 48 contiguous states, plus a survey of customers, the company compiled a list of the states people move to and from the most. Now, according to the study, these are the top 10 states that people are leaving. Number 10, well, that belongs to Iowa. According to United Van Lines, they logged 1,213 moves in total, and 55% of those moves were, moving out. North Dakota saw 55.2% of all moves moving out. Michigan saw more than 3,700 moves, and of those, nearly 57% of the folks were moving out of the Great Lakes state. Coming in at number 7, and for the first time in the top 10, California saw 57% of the 19,500 moves outward bound. Ohio was next, with nearly 58% of those moves going outside. Number 5 on our list of states people are moving out of, according to data from United Van Lines, Kansas saw 58.5% of those moves head someplace else. Connecticut is listed as the 4th place people are leaving, with 63% of their moves, moving out. Number 3 is New York. That also saw 63% of the moves leaving. In 2nd place is Illinois. United Van Lines says there were 6,729 moves, and 66.5% of those were outward bound. And the winner, so to speak, anyway, the number one state people are fleeing is New Jersey. 68.5% of the moves were folks leaving the state. See what you learn here? President Donald Trump declared that ordinary workers have seen a blue-collar boom during his tenure. That's partially true, but his suggestion that the bottom 50% of income earners are faring better financially than the top 1% simply doesn't hold up. The average wealth of a worker making the median age or less has risen by a total of $4,000 in the 3 years since Mr. Trump took office. Meanwhile, the average wealth increase for those in the top 1%, they're up $2.2 million. Another claim from Mr. Trump in the State of the Union message was that wages for lower-paid workers have risen by 16% since his election. That is true. But most of that increase is due to other factors, including a move by many states to hike their minimum wage. Mr. Trump's speech depicted the economy as firing on all cylinders, especially for working-class Americans. That description is sort of off the mark for the manufacturing sector, historically a key source of employment for less educated workers. After booming in 2018, manufacturers narrowly avoided a recession last year, hurt by Mr. Trump's trade fights with China and other countries. Since he entered office in 2017, the number of manufacturing jobs has also expanded more slowly than the broader labor market. The result? Manufacturers today account for a slightly smaller share of employment than they did in 2016. And, by the way, just in case you were wondering, workers in the manufacturing sector are also being paid less. A decade ago, the average manufacturing job paid $1 an hour more than jobs overall. Today, those same jobs tend to pay less than most other kinds of work in that same strata, according to figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Just trying to keep things in line here, friends. Speaking about folks who are making a boatload of money in the stock market, Wall Street had a good day today as China announced it would cut tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. products. In addition, some strong corporate earnings helped lift the markets. The Dow closed 88 points higher at 29,379, while the S&P 500 climbed by 0.3 to end the day at 33.45, and the NASDAQ gained nearly 0.7 to close at 95.72. Boeing shares led the Dow higher with a 3.5% gain. Microsoft also contributed to the advance, rising more than 1%. Communication services and tech were the best performing sectors in the S&P 500, rising by more than 0.7 each. The corporate earnings season continued with, get this, Twitter and Bristol-Myers Squibb releasing their quarterly numbers. And Twitter shares jumped more than 17% on its results, while Bristol traded slightly higher at 1.6%. Hey, you looking for a job? Well, today, Amazon announced it will hire up to 15,000 workers for a new office tower to be constructed in Bellevue, Washington, near Seattle. Planning for the 43-story tower, its tallest yet, is currently underway. Amazon plans for the proposed building, referred to as Bellevue 600, those plans were unveiled last July, by the way. The building will have about 1 million square feet of office space and is expected to be completed by 2024. Amazon said it expects to bring the 15,000 jobs to Bellevue over the next few years, but, and you knew there would be one, more than 2,000 employees currently work in Bellevue, and the company has about 700 job openings in the city. So if you're looking for a job, head to Bellevue. Finally, there is this. For several years, HR professionals have complained that job hopping is what young workers love to do. However, a new survey out says, hey, that's bunk. While the workforce's youngest employees may be viewed as job hoppers, this study found that U.S. millennials and Gen Zers want to stay at their current companies for an average of 10 years or 6 years, respectively. Additionally, they say work is a major part of their lives, with 65% of people in Gen Z and 73% of millennials say it's part of their identities. All of this according to a Zapper-sponsored poll. And if you're worried about paying attention to work, well, the findings say that 7 out of 10 young workers consistently check work messages when outside of the office. When we come back, a story about a new media outlet to hit Iowa and now several other states. My guest is Kathy Obradovich, the longtime political writer for the Des Moines Register, who, along with several other well-known journalists, are now working for the Iowa Capital Dispatch. It's a startup that focuses on state and local politics. That interview is coming up next.